This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is a question that tore apart this office. Before we start the topic, I got to give a shout out to my guys over at the We're the Weird pod, because this is where I got this question from. I didn't come up with this question. I don't want to take credit for it. This is shout out to them, We're the Weird pod. Be sure to check it out. So on their podcast, they were having this debate, and I wanted to get Rob's opinion on it because Rob is married. So the question is, if your girlfriend or wife tells you that she wants to go to a paint and sip. Now, I asked Spectre this question. Spectre is also married, and he was asking, well, what's a paint and sip? You go somewhere, you know, they got the arts and crafts out there. They got the wine there. You paint a little bit. You drink a little bit, you gossip, you laugh, a little girl time, you know, a little girl's night activity. But the catch with this paint and sip is they're not just painting apples and bananas. There's a naked man there. Yes, a little nude paint and sip show. And I asked Rob, I was like, Rob, you're happily married. I've met your wife, very lovely human being, love her to death. If your wife called you and said, hey, me and the girls this weekend, we want to let our hair down. We want to let loose. We want to go to a paint and sip. But at the paint and sip, there's going to be a naked man there. And we're going to paint him while we're drinking wine and talking. Now, in this hypothetical, Rob, nothing happens. This isn't like some, oh, but no. She's just going there. This man's going to be standing there. She's going to paint him. They're going to have a little bit of wine. They're going to talk. She's going to come straight home afterwards. She'll be home at a decent hour. Let's say 10:30, 11 o'clock. What would you say? Would you let her go? What's your opinion on this? I just wanted to get your thoughts on this scenario. And you were very adamant that you don't want her to go to this activity.
First off, I want the phrasing on this correct, because it's going to end up backing my wife. So I don't want this. I would not be like, you are not allowed to go. I would encourage her to please not go, because I do not want her there. Because I think if the roles were reversed, she would not be pleased with me going to, let's be honest, a strip club. That's the equivalent. Now, you can go to a strip club and just drink a few beers and sit in the corner the same way you would drink some wine and paint this man and not touch anyone, no harm, no foul. But that is something that I imagine my wife would not want me taking part in. So then, if the roles are going to reverse, I'm not going to be like, yeah, you and the ladies can go have a great time painting Joseph's member. No thanks. You can please go to a regular paint and sip or do whatever. Just don't go to a place where there's going to be I'd feel the same way if she was at a bachelorette party in Vegas. She said, hey, I'm going for the Thunder from Down Under. Hey, I'd prefer if you didn't do that if I got an option. You're still a grown adult. Pick your own thing.
Okay,
but I would have a preference.
But, okay, I don't want to use the force. I don't mean that. I don't mean it in that way. I certainly mean no disrespect. But If you are married and you tell your wife, no, I don't want you to do something, obviously she has free will, but you have communicated to her, this will make me unhappy, and you deciding to do it anyway is a form of disrespect to me. At least that's how I view it. This is why I'm interested on your topic in this. I think it's a little bit different than going to the S Club. I think it's a little bit different. You have physical contact at the club. Now, maybe you just sit there and sit back and you got your Stella and you're watching them dance, but you have the opportunity to go over to the side and dance with this woman. You also have the opportunity to go in the back and be with this woman. I think it's a little bit different than the Peyton Sip. In the Peyton Sip, there's no physical contact. Man is going to stand there. He's going to pose for a little bit like a Greek statue. She's going to get her little paint on, her little Picasso on. She's going to sip a little Merlot, and then she's coming home. So I actually think it's a little bit different than the strip club. I think it's a little bit different.
I also think, and there have been TV shows that have done this, you know, at its core, this thing. I think adding alcohol and the fact that it's amateur painting also changes things. If my wife was Pablo Picasso, if my wife was Monet, and she's like, hey, today for my art, I am doing this. Hey, that is part of your job. It's part of your job I probably don't like, but that's your job. Hey, you and your five best friends are going to go pop a bottle of wine, probably put down two or three glasses, and then just sketch artist draw this naked dude. No, I don't want that. That is not there. She is not a professional artist.
No,
it's the harsh reality.
She's a lot of things. I don't think she's Picasso. No, I just wanted to get your opinion. Let me know what you guys think.
I think this guy on the text line says perfectly. Yeah, go and have a good time. But let you know, me and the boys are going to the strip club. No private dances. No, you know, special one-on-one time. I'm going to go have a beer and just watch the show because that's the same. And I know my wife wouldn't want that. So I'm not signing up for this.
This is what I don't understand. And I'm not saying that you and your wife don't have trust. I imagine that you do. If you're telling me there is a 100% chance that nothing happens here, I don't really know how this is different than watching it on television. Like, your wife has seen somebody else's at some point in time. And with our phone, she has the ability to at seemingly any point in the day. You know the websites to go to. I'm not here to share that with you. You're sick. But your wife has the ability to see him. How is that any different than somebody on the phone? How is that any different? It's the same. It's not any different than a movie. You're not touching them. You're not interacting with them. You're not leaving with them. You're just going to sit there and paint them. You're going to paint them. I just want to know what you guys think on this. I just want to throw the question out there. I'm not saying Rob's right or Rob's wrong. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. It's your marriage. It's your relationship. Do what you want in that scenario. Do what you want. But I don't really think that this is that bad of a deal. On a scale from 1 to 10, this is kind of small. This is kind of small to me.
Oh, on a 1 to 10, it's probably in the
like
four,
a 3. Yeah, like a 3.
4 range. But my preference, and I say
no,
I prefer.
Fair. No, that's fair. I'm just saying this. I'm guessing that at some point, there's going to be a little bit more of a gray area. We're like, no, I'm not letting you do that. No, I can't. I can't. No, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not willing to pick this fight. Yeah, go have fun with your girls. Go have fun with your girls. She's going to come back at 10:30, 11 o'clock. You've been there giggling with the girls. Hey, you know what? Hey, have a good time. Have a good time. That would be my suggestion. I just wanted you guys to opinion. Someone on the text line said, we need baseball to start. Hey, I'm happy to keep talking about KU being bad. This almost feels like baseball season to me. I'm thrilled to do it. We can do that coming up at the top of the hour if you want to. I definitely got more sports topics related to Kansas being terrible. I've waited for this day my entire life. You guys don't understand. I feel rejuvenated last night.